In life, many people take journeys. It might be a journey to a faraway land or simply a journey through the heart looking for your true feelings. But what if the person, or rather thing, has no real feelings? In the book, The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane by Kate DiCamillo, we follow the journey of Edward Tulane, a China rabbit trying to find his way home. And who's to say he doesn't uncover some special feelings along the way? Edward Tulane is really just a rabbit-like toy. His ears are made of real fur and are bendable, as is the rest of his body, and he can be dressed up by his owner, a girl named Abilene Tulane. Edward acts just like a very serious human being, having little to no feelings, even in his mind, and never thinking about love of his owner. This is shown and rather emphasized with an interaction between Abilene and Edward on page 18. "Edward," she said, "oh Edward, I love you. I never want you to be away from me." The rabbit, too, was experiencing a great emotion, but it was not love. It was annoyance that he had been so mightily inconvenienced, that he had been handled by the maid as cavalierly as an inanimate object, a serving bowl, say, or a teapot. Edward's journey starts out when Abilene's family is on a cruise ship and Edward is accidentally dropped off the side of the ship. Through this incident, Edward is repeatedly found and rescued by people, and then eventually lost yet again to continue his journey somewhere else. Along the way, he starts developing feelings for the people he meets. He loves the stories that an everyday woman named Nellie tells him. He loves the songs that the hobo named Buck he travels with sings to him. He loves being the favorite toy of a sickly girl named Sarah Ruth, and all these people love him back. With every person that he meets, Edward is always left with having been either thrown away or lost, and he's left with always going to another person. All the while, he is faced with a dilemma and guilt with the thought that he was loved originally when he was with Abilene, and yet it was taken away from him. He thinks on page 113, "You are down there alone," the stars seem to say to him, "and we are up here in our constellations together." "I have been loved," Edward told the stars. "So," said the stars, "what difference does that make when you are all alone now?" Edward can think of no answer to that question. Going through the book, he starts realizing that the feelings people were giving him were always there, yet he took them for granted and didn't recuperate until it was too late, until he was separated from his original owner. Overall, The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane is a tale of one rabbit's journey home. Even though the book is fairly short and more like a children's book than anything else, it still evoked more emotions out of me than any other book has. I've actually read this book a few times before, but it never fails to make me feel sad as I follow Edward on his journey. This is a book that I'd recommend to people if they like characters that develop as the story goes on. As each step of his journey goes on, Edward's story becomes just a little more miraculous, and it's a privilege for us to read this book and follow along.